All right, so a story. Well, a story. It's. I would say it's one of the stories making its rounds. It started yesterday, and of course, it's now all over. It's all over the news channels, all over it. And that is Facebook. Facebook is basically preventing conservative news or trending topics to appear in their news feed. And people are shocked. Yes. Facebook is basically preventing conservative news stories from hitting the trending news area. Now, I know you guys are going to laugh at me. I know you guys are going to laugh. Okay. But I don't use Facebook. No. Relax. Just hold on. I have a Facebook page, and it is updated, and you would think I use Facebook, but I don't. Okay? I have somebody that runs it for me. My producer, writer, and when I say writer, all of our stories are from our show. They are segments that we do, and he transcribes it and takes out my unnecessary words, I guess you could say, and puts it in a entertaining, cohesive read. He runs my Facebook. He puts the stories. He friends or unfriends or does all the things that you're supposed to do on the Facebook. So I didn't know what this, I don't know, trending topic thing, news story was. I had no idea what this was all about. I actually had to do research on it, and I had to see, oh, okay, I see what everybody's talking about. I get it. I know now. Okay. Duh. I mean, people are outraged. People are outraged. Or at least people on the right are outraged. And it's like, duh. These are one of those things that happen. And when, you know, the crap hits the fan, everybody's like, oh my God, I'm outraged. Oh my God. And it's like, really? You didn't know Mark Zuckerberg was a liberal? You didn't know that everybody that works for Facebook is a liberal? You didn't know that Facebook or Yahoo or Google or any of these social media internet giants, you didn't know they basically have a litmus test? You didn't know the media was liberal? Yeah, you didn't know? And the other news coming out of this Facebook controversy was that they promoted Black Lives Matter stories and other social justice warrior organizations. People, again, are outraged. Oh, my God. A couple Republican senators have fired off letters to Facebook. They want Facebook to answer. They want to know why this is. And this came out from Gawker, or I guess their sister publication, Gizmodo. You know, Gawker, the Hogan sex tape guy. So Gizmodo, I guess, is owned by them. I don't really go to Gawker or Gizmodo, but I got to guess a couple Facebook employees that worked there and got fired. I don't know. So they spilled the beans. They spilled the beans. These guys spilled the beans. They spilled the beans. They said, that's not true. It's not true. We don't suppress conservative news or conservative thoughts. We don't do that. We don't only promote Black Lives Matter and other social justice warrior operate. No. And again, everybody's outraged, or at least Republicans are outraged. Republicans are outraged, and Democrats are like, oh, come on, that's not, come on. It's duh. Mark Zuckerberg, really? There's not one, listen, there's not one media organization, there's not one technology operation. Apple, iPhone, people that make tech gadgets. There's not one company, there's not one organization, there's not one conservative amongst us. Not one. Not one. What new? Tell me. Exactly. There's not. And when people go Fox, no. Fox News. That's no. They are not a. Okay, if you want to say they're conservative, fine. But the rest of the Murdoch empire washes away the Republican conservative propaganda machine. Okay? FX and Fox itself wash away any conservative Republican ideas. Okay, they're gone. So NBC, CBS, ABC, the studios, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Yahoo, Google. Did you ever go to Yahoo News? Have you ever went to Google as your browser? I mean, some people have Firefox, some people have Safari. But if you have say, Google Chrome, okay? Say you have Google Chrome, and you have it's Yahoo as your browser, okay? And you have Yahoo as what comes up as your, I guess it's not browser. Google would be the browser. I'm not that hep on all the technology. But Yahoo is your, I don't know, news feed thing that pops up. It's all liberal news. It's all of a liberal slant. It's all liberal slant. All the stories that it pulls from, that puts in their headline, they're all liberal slant. I mean, Yahoo, they're all those executives, they're all liberals. If you ever want to get a good glimpse, of the who's who in the liberal media world, take a look at the filings. Dig, and I mean, it's not that hard to dig into, but look at the filings. Look at who donates to certain groups. Look who throws fundraisers. Have you ever heard a media conglomerate throwing a fundraiser for Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz? No, of course not. Of course not. Of course not. And the minute there is an organization, rather it's, well, there never is, but take Fox News as an example. People are outraged just that there's a Fox News. That's always the joke. That's always the joke when you're talking about, conservative ideas or things that go against the liberal narrative. Oh, where do you get your news from? Fox? What do you get from Fox? Can you imagine if a tech company of any kind were Republican? Could you imagine if there was anything that is used on a like a mass scale, like Facebook is or Twitter? Could you imagine? Could you imagine if something that was used by a billion people, something that could disseminate information? Can you imagine if it was discovered that they were Republicans? Could you imagine? Can you imagine the outrage? Could you imagine if a Twitter, a Facebook, a Google, a Yahoo, an Apple? Could you imagine if it was revealed that they were conservatives and in their news feed or, stories being suppressed or whatever would be basically pushing out your Black Lives Matter or your Occupy Wall Street or your La Raza, or these types of groups, you push them out, and you promote, build the wall, you promote police lives matter, and you promote these types of issues, and it was discovered, oh my God, it would be compared to Nazi Germany. They would compare that company, they would call that company, who is the minister of propaganda? Who is it, Goebbels or what? whoever the name was, what, the Nazis, okay, whatever, the Nazis, we'll just say Nazis, I'm not an expert on the Nazi team. I don't know all the Goebbels and Hitler. That's it. Schindler. I don't know. But imagine that. It would be the biggest story. There would be boycott. Right now, there would be boycotts. If this was reversed, then Facebook. It was discovered that the owner is a diehard conservative. Diehard conservative. And his people were just pushing out all the social justice stories and just flooding billions and billions of people's inboxes and news feeds with illegal immigration stats, where everybody was seeing the real numbers. How many illegals commit crime every year? How many engage in murder? How many engage in rape? How many engage in drug dealing? If videos were shown of these protesters smashing cars and burning American flag, can you imagine? Can you imagine if the video, because Fox is the only one that showed the video. At that Trump rally, you had illegals and legals and a bunch of Bernie support, a bunch of white folk and sprinkled in with some black. You just had a whole mix of troublemakers. And they were burning an American flag. What the hell does that got to do with Donald Trump burning an American flag? But MSNBC didn't show that. CNN didn't show that. Why? Because people that were on the fence or maybe leaning to a conservative point of view, but they weren't quite there yet, that's something that puts them over the... So, of course, the media is not going to show that. So imagine if Facebook was conservative, and that's what Facebook was pushing. So in your news feed, it was just these protesters burning the American flag. So you log on to Facebook, you go, stalk one of your ex-girlfriends or one of your ex-boyfriends or people you went to school with, and in your news feed, it pops up somebody burning American flag, and you're like, whoa, that's heavy. That's not very American. And then you go and you stalk someone else, and in that news feed, you see Black Lives Matter, and they're burning CBS down, and they're breaking up a police car, and you're like, whoa, that's a little extreme. And then you go and you stalk someone else, and there's a bunch of protesters throwing eggs at a hotel, and you're like, hey, what the hell's going on with these people? And then the next stalking you do is a bunch of people punching and assaulting Trump supporters, and they got Bernie Sanders shirts on. You're like, imagine that every day, every user, Vox or Huffington Post discovers that Facebook is conservative. Oh my God. There'd be calls to boycott. The stock would force the liberals that own Facebook stock to sell all of it. I mean, it would be just be amazing. It would be. It'd be amazing. It would be amazing. But that's not going to happen. Instead, it gets discovered, and people are outraged. And Democrats are like, "What? No, they're not." And it's like, guys, duh. Here's another interesting tidbit. Do you know George Stephanopoulos, who runs ABC News? He interviews presidential candidates and so forth and so on. Do you know he used to work for Bill Clinton? Oh my God. Oh, you know he used to give money to the Clinton Global Foundation. Oh, I know. When that came out, people went, "Oh my God, really? He's been there for years. You got nobody." Stupid. So that was the Facebook.